Hello guys.
Hi guys, good day, welcome to our Orange Hustle podcast. As usual, my name is Christiana Ude and we have, as normal, Faith into somebody's future husband. Yes, so happy new year to everybody.
Happy new year.
Yes, it's been quite a while. 2024 has been beautiful so far. Merry Christmas, really.
By this time, we did not tell them Merry Christmas. Now, we didn't tell anybody Merry Christmas that time. We just left.
How can you tell them Merry Christmas?
Okay, in advance for later this year.
He says in advance.
In advance for later this year now. But we did not say now.
So, guys.
Compliment of the season.
I don't know what that means.
But it's what I was born to hear people tell people in New Year or any other year.
Than telling me Merry Christmas.
Compliment of the season.
Christmas have passed. You're still telling me Merry Christmas.
Okay. My bad. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year, guys. We missed everybody. I don't know. I really, really did miss recording for a while. I've been running away from it, honestly, because I don't know. I was starting to get exhausted at some point. This is my honest truth. But I thank God that I'm deciding to be back. I don't know about Faith. Faith has actually been trying to not be angry with me for not coming to record.
I didn't say anything. I'm not saying anything. Continue.
But you can tell that Faith was really, really not happy that period. It was like, we're supposed to record. Where are you?
I mean, never, nothing gonna save me with you. See, the truth is this. What is it that Christy is doing? I'm just telling her that if I had woman in my life, all this shakara no for there, but it's fine.
If you had a woman in your life, I would still do shakara because that is your personal relationship. This is our Orange Hustle podcast. They are not the same thing. I hope you know.
If you do shakara for me, I will not be following you up.
Oh, if you don't follow me up, you allow the podcast to die now. You choose the one that is important to you.
My babe, I'm sorry. Podcast. I didn't talk about what I never see. But it's fine.
See how he's ready to throw you guys.
He's ready to throw you under the bus. No, it's not like that. But then I miss her so much.
I do.
And when she says she missed the podcast, I know it's really about me. It's more about me.
Can you just shut up?
Like 70% about missing me.
Rest.
But it's fine.
Like, just rest.
And the new year, today we had snacks and
I don't know why Faith is smiling.
Christy brought snacks.
Faith is smiling right now. I don't know why Faith is smiling.
It just felt good that she brought snacks. Because now I just have him, like, she thought about me before buying those things. Oh. Like, she had me, like, she was like, oh, what will Faith eat?
I thought about what will Faith eat during the recording. Okay. Why are you making it about you?
It's like, I don't know, like...
And he's smiling sheepishly. I don't even understand what he's smiling for.
Now I'm trying to be I'm being appreciative. When they bring and come, they know, say, I did so. It's fine. There's thing that people do to good men. The thing that people tend to do to good men, but it's fine. But then we are back, new year. And we are back this early means that we have to be back-to-back content this year.
All right. We promise you guys.
Yes, back to back.
It's a promise from my heart.
I don't know why she's laughing. But don't worry.
I need to see the
but don't worry. But don't worry, it's going to be a back to back content for this year. I don't know why we are supposed to be serious. Are we supposed to be serious? No, we're not supposed
to.
Is there a script? There's no script.
I don't know if I'm supposed to be serious. But anyways, we just wanted to do a recap of how 2023 went for us. I mean, it's been a beautiful year for our Orange Hustle. I mean, from speaking engagements. We had to speaking engagements this year, yeah?
You mean I engaged you? Okay, speaking engagement, sorry. So I didn't get the thing well.
I don't know why Faith is losing focus right now. Please concentrate.
Okay.
So we had to speaking engagements this year.
This year?
If I remember. Yes, we had them.
This year?
Last year. 2023, rather. We had to.
Start Confess.
Yes, we had speaking engagement at Start Confess. And then we had the other one, Friends of Jesus. Right. So we want to say a very big shout out to
Root Hub
for giving us the opportunity to come and share our experience. It was really nice. I mean, to be able to sit and just for the first time have like a live
live podcast
session, right? And we also want to say a big thank you to Friends of Jesus for inviting us to come talk to young persons. I mean, it's beautiful to gather young persons together and share your ideas that could help them grow as individuals, like things that that they find they would find useful or they would find as important to them, and then help them be better or develop themselves momentarily and financially, right? So it's been a very beautiful experience, and we're supposed to actually have our school tour,
yes,
which for so many reasons it couldn't hold last year. I mean, there were like back-to-back events. Faith had
they had an event.
You had the photography, headshots.
The headshot experience.
Yes, and then I had to travel. So it was just from one thing to another thing.
Yeah, that's where you travel.
Yes.
You left me. Yeah, continue. No, it's fine. I'm okay.
So all of those things, like, it was just... But honestly, like, the school tour is going to happen eventually. And very, very soon, possibly the first quarter of... This year, 2024.
And in case you would love to be part of the movement, you love to volunteer, because we don't really want to do a call out for volunteer openly yet, because the truth is what I've seen with volunteers, some people just want to, I don't even know, but we want people that listen to the podcast, that love the podcast, to be involved in this.
So it will be a family thing. Actually, send us a mail.
Yes.
We know that you listen to this particular episode. So that's the only way we are certain that we are picking you as a volunteer, because a lot of persons will volunteer, but we do not be taking everybody. So one of the criteria will be that you actually listen to this. So if you're among the first set of persons that would send us like a mail or a message, if like you want to volunteer or send out whatever it is like that shows that you are indicating interest, then we know that you are serious, because you listen to this particular episode, because we would not be putting out any form of call out for volunteers. We would not be doing that, but if you are interested, please do well to reach out to us on any of our social media handles. We are on Facebook, we are on Instagram. You can also send us a mail as well, or you can reach out to myself, Christiana Ode, on all platforms, or you can reach out to Faith Etu on all platforms, so whichever one you prefer. So so back to our recap of the year.
Yes.
So how was your year for you?
My year, they do ladies first.
But I asked you the question already.
Me, I was you thought.
No, I already asked.
I know be guest. I'm not a podcast guest.
But nobody's doing guest here. Answer the question.
You help me. You start.
No.
I'll go talk to Ernest, and then you join. Then when they talk, they go.
Continue talk.
So 2023. Ah, God.
Faith saw Shege in emotional things. I don't know, but I know you saw Shege. I will not tell you that part.
Okay, so 2023 was a very long year for me. 2023 was a year that had a combination of a lot of things. The good, the bad, the good, bad, the ugly, the good, the bad. It was
just ugly, it's relationship problems.
It was just a combination of it. Which relationship problem? I don't get girlfriend before.
Faith had relationship problems with people that he never actually wanted to date or dated.
I told you this was about my year. Why did you come out for my year?
I said I should put my mouth inside, huh?
Okay, so 2023 started out at a very low, because I didn't even date person, but I lost a friend. Nobody see die. But it was a healing process for me that last year.
You lost a friend.
Nobody see you die. No die.
But like, you people just separated.
Yeah, something like that.
Oh, that's sad. Sorry about that.
That is not from your heart.
No. What do you mean by it's not from my heart?
Okay. The thing was just sarcastic. Like, oh, that's sad. Like,
it's because you never see me as a caring person. Because
you don't want to come up plain that you are caring.
Please continue what you are saying.
See, it started out. So this healing while the talks are healed since last year. What's in the talk?
Faith's friend that left him. Faith misses you, even though you.
Who talks say I miss him? Jesus Christ! Faith can't talk with that.
Faith, see, if you know Faith, you know very well that this is Faith denial.
No, I've not told you that I miss anybody.
Faith misses you, and I'm very sure that if you guys come back together. Like, not no, like,
we're not coming
just
back together.
Be friends. It would really make sense. Faith misses you. I mean, I'm not sure
not.
If he has
have
you.
I told you anything about me missing anybody?
I think he's, maybe that's why he started talking about Mary, because after that,
I've always been talking about Mary since before
he's
last
a
year.
Lie. You became very
see,
vocal about Mary last
you people,
year.
Sorry, you people. This was me supposed to talk about my
Please
my
continue,
year.
Yes. You said I should put my mouth.
Okay. Okay. So, it started, it just started out that the emotional part was somehow
see,
for
there
me.
Was the emotional part inside. I knew.
There's emotional now. Don't be my friend. The emotional part was somehow at first. And then the another thing that really hit me was it started at a very, very bad, bad note. Next one was, what do they call that thing? Isn't it called that stuff? Academics. That one just came down. There was a lot of academic load, workload and stress for me. While I saw Shege academically. Not like Shege, Shege
well,
like
you're
that.
Well, you still finished now.
Yeah, I scaled through all those stuff that last year. So it was
I'm so proud of
it was hard.
It. I'm proud of you.
Oh, thank you. Oh my God. But it was hard. I can't even explain it. I don't want to go into details, Sha. But doesn't it was a very hard moment that if this kind of thing will happen to some kind of people, they forgive or they for drop out.
Right.
That is how intense it was. So yeah, like in the midst of the emotional part,
you are still facing
the academic.
Oh.
I know academic is not good. Make you get some kind of emotional
that.
Thing in between. So it was just so. It wasn't easy that period. But
Shebe,
then
I said that you are so shaggy.
Yes, I accepted that one.
You guys, Faith saw a lot of Shege, and I'm so sorry. I didn't even know he had problems academically. He did not tell me. I only knew of his emotional own because...
Where will you know?
He's not...
See. I will expose Christiana here. The truth is, you see Christiana. Christiana does not like sharing things. Christiana is not open.
That is not true.
I'm the one that is always more open to her than she is to... At times, when I see, you know, they're open, I got to be like, why I got us they open to? Who know they open? I got us lock up. They... Uh-huh.
That is a lie,
Christian. I'm not lying.
That is so untrue,
Christian. You don't like you don't. Christian, last year was the one that did more of the opening up. Remember that time? Calm down. There was one time that it was a why we didn't record podcast. I was just going through stuff that day. You called me. I was inside. I was in a church that evening. You called me. I said we have to talk. Well, you come talk, and I was like, I need to get a device. I was just saying things that day. I was just opening up on a lot of level. That time too.
I don't know if it is exposing us.
Calm down. Yes. That time too, you were also going through something. Kind of.
That period. But did you expect, yes. Okay, now. Okay, chill.
But you don't always.
Quick question.
Even when I hosted that event, I was opening up. We were on, hey, we were
no,
on a WhatsApp call.
That you were doing.
You just have things and
but
you
no,
just
you
lock up
understand.
On me. You always just
no,
lock up
I
on
cannot,
me.
I'm the kind of person that would not bring my own problems in when somebody else is telling me about their problems.
No, I don't mean in the midst. It's not always when I always pass through. At times I'm just there, normal. At times I'll just come and I'll just always. I'm the one that will just always randomly slide into your DM.
That's not
to
true.
Just...
You randomly slide into my DM.
I will use
randomly.
Lines. I use lines to just randomly slide. To... There was a time I used to do back-to-back. Answer.
But that was not last year.
That was last year.
It wasn't.
It was last year.
I still have evidence of all our chats from last year.
It was last year. Now last year, they randomly enter your DM.
But anyways, guys, I don't know what Faith is on about. I don't know what he means by I'm not open. Please.
But you should try to be.
To you?
Yes, to me.
I'm very open to Faith. I think he feels I'm not open because he thinks that maybe I'm dating somebody and I've not told him about. Which is a lie. Maybe if I tell him that one, he will believe that I'm open. But that's...
Tell me about your love. Waiting on me about your love.
You are interested in it.
I'm not interested in your... Waiting on me in your life, love life.
But
anyway, it's your life.
Guys, see, I don't know why Faith is exposing us in public.
I have to. I needed to. It will help us.
So yes, continue what you were
so
saying.
So my year was full of that up and down. The academic part came in very, very... It was not easy mentally for me.
So you almost ran mad.
Did I almost
depressed.
Run mad? I was not. I don't know. It's like a past... Like I've gone through things in such a way that I cannot get depressed.
Oh.
There's a level of things I've gone through. Like, this is the level of how the academic stuff was. It reached a level whereby it was my lecturer that was calling me to check on me.
That bad. I'm sorry that I'm laughing. I should
like,
laugh.
No, you can laugh now because it was
I think it's very beautiful for have a lecturer that calls you to actually
call to check up on me.
No, I think that's nice.
Because like that particular thing was, I didn't see it coming. And you know, it was all my final year, and you are being told you need to do this and do this in that final year. And you have to, you don't have to do this other thing, you have to suspend it and do it later. It was almost that year, last year, I broke down. I'm someone that I don't know how to beg. I don't know how to beg for something, but I was at the point that I cried.
You guys, have people seen Faith cry? Faith crying is very beautiful.
Have you seen me cry before? We should talk without.
But Faith does not look.
I don't want to.
Faith does not look ugly when he's crying, so you should anticipate. Add that to your to-do list.
But the truth
Faith
is
cry.
This: I'm a very emotional person, Shao.
Yes, I know that.
I can be all heart and heart.
I behave like a
heart.
Woman. Continue.
Faith, calm down. But that year was just a roller coaster of a lot because I cried inside lecturers of not like literally like it was a lot like you
was
imagine
a female lecturer
not female
you can't cry,
female.
You cried inside a male lecturer's office.
It was never one lecturer. It was a lot. Like they could relate to my story. Like it was hard. It was like it's not see
pause, bro.
Yes, it's not
somebody's futures. But
if
anyways,
you know how it was.
Yeah, human.
Like the kind of guy that you don't even just see coming. I just broke down. Literally, I broke down. I just told this. How am I going to do this? I cannot do this. How am I going? Like, them, the pity was just the more. I don't know how. But then this is how you have to do this. And then
everybody cries.
Checked on me.
Well,
checked
so
on me. And almost the truth is that I love the fact that last year I was able to scale through.
Right.
That academic. Stuff
right
successfully, like with flying colors, like yeah. With flying Ooh. Colors, like for real.
You
even
see?
It was even that day see? That I did my project for real. It was that day I did my project, and my project proposal defense was amazing. It turned into a conversation. It was as if I had a good interaction with the lecturers. You get that kind of thing? The person that was even my supervisor did not even know that he's my supervisor. He asked me, I said, you. Oh, I can see why you are really. It was like a conversation.
So did not know that he's your supervisor. What? Let me
HOD. It's an HOD.
Let me keep quiet.
Idiot, like this.
Before they will say that, because of what I said, they will not release your results.
Don't be like. It was actually just amazing. Okay. Going in there with confidence. Mm. Despite, I don't want to go into the back. My academic thing is another story on intern. But it was just amazing. Just going, presenting.
One day you tell that story.
Yes, presenting with full confidence. Mm. Like for real. Just talking. Talking. And there was no form of question like that. It was just more of conversation. It was just like conversation. More, this thing looks like a master's project stuff. Okay, so Faith, this thing, it was just more about, you know, you have to stick with one of these. I was like, yes, I actually just listed it. So I will know this. It was just, I was just so settled and I felt so good, like for real. And, I didn't even know. But last year, what again happened last year, randomly? Random. Okay, I wrote some stuff down. I didn't even finish stuff. Mm. Randomly, I made a lot of videos last year.
But you did not post them.
I post them. I made a lot of merry video.
I did not see. I only saw few. Only I can even count. I did not up to 10. Should we go and check?
I made videos.
But you did not post them.
I posted them. Is it not even last year that I started a YouTube channel that I had to post? It is.
I don't know what he's saying, but I've not seen a lot of that. His merry videos.
I just discovered because at some point, ending of last year. I felt that I didn't even do anything last year. But then looking back at, more like, I had plans. Mm. But then the whole emotional and this academic stuff made me to pause. So I was just basically living and healing. You get it? It was just me. Just I didn't have plans again. I didn't even have plans to host events. You get it? Normally, I thought I'd come up with one or two. I thought I'd do one or two stuff. But I just paused from doing stuff. And... it was that last year around February or March that we went to Port Harcourt to Uniport. For the first time, we went to Uniport, took the gospel there, not like preaching, we took the gospel of smart photography there. Mm. It was nice.
Yeah, you went to Uniport last year.
Yes. I discovered that I went
Faith
there.
Faith has, in short, if you I went to leave this country, it does not even need to go to any other place. Just needs to go out of this country.
With my woman. I don't know how I even had the money, but I just discovered that last year I had a lot of money that I could use to do things.
One more thing, guys.
let me pause there.
Yes.
How about that thing that I will say?
One more thing,
I bought Andela last year. I got.
Yes.
I got job opportunity. I got stopped. Oh. Let me stop there. One more thing, guys.
Faith is actively looking for a girlfriend this year. If you are interested.
Why are you going to talk with me? I never approve.
Okay. Faith has been talking about my woman. My woman.
It could be around September or something like that, but not August. But not like early right now.
I'm just telling you guys. So if you are interested in Faith, Faith is very single. You
need to have money.
This criteria is very funny, but anyways,
I don't have much but criteria, that aside, but you need
just,
to have
okay,
money.
that's like trying to just ease up everything.
But you need to have money. I want to come on, like, man, I'm a high maintenance man. Like, come on, girl. Need to have a
you
car.
See why I say Faith behaves like a woman. But anyways, my last year was a lot of things. It was beautiful. It was sad at some point. It was good at some other point. It was just there. It started out nice. I mean, I had sort of evolved from being a person that used to be really, really sad sometimes to becoming a happy person, sort of. And I used to have like a lot of... I grew to the point where I had peace regardless of what was happening around me. Like, a lot of persons were like...
Chaos.
That kind of thing, yes. So a lot of persons were like, how are you able to... Just like nothing bothers you, nothing bothers you, nothing moves you, you are just there. And I was like, it's not me, honestly. So I think that one of the good things that I experienced last year that I'm grateful for was the fact that I had peace of mind.
Yeah.
Like, even when I had problems, when I had issues to deal with, sometimes I had problems and I wasn't even talking to anybody. Like, I was just there.
Yeah, there, she was not talking to anybody, talking to Faith. Yeah, continue.
I wasn't talking to anybody, but I did mention to some friends at that time. Like, yeah. I wasn't online, so all my online interactions was just completely off. So it was persons that I could actually see physically that I was able to talk to, right? But in all, I had like a really good year. I started a new job, a tutoring job. I actually started to do tutoring jobs. I recovered my link. I started building my LinkedIn back, and it's been going very beautiful. I had this idea of having like a tutoring school, which
student progress,
which I'm building at the moment. Yes, amongst so many other beautiful things. I mean, I had 2 speaking engagements this year. I mean, I've never really like imagined that I would be invited to come and talk to people, but the podcast gave me the opportunity to do that.
Podcast and Faith. Give me some flowers, baby.
Please.
Oh, sorry, I did not. Sorry. Yeah, continue.
So the podcast gave me the opportunity to do that. I think that Faith is the one that is even more active, like that people talk to more than they talk to me. So a lot of the time, he's the one that is more on the front. Me, I'm just interested in recording podcasts and moving on with my life. Faith is the one that is. Everybody knows. Yeah,
not everybody knows me anything.
Excuse.
Come on, Faith, they know you so well. See, the thing is, you think is they know me because the people that will meet you that know you already want to know Faith. The people that know already want to meet Christy. So that's how it is.
No.
That is how it is.
No.
No.
That's not what I mean. Well, anyways, I'm really, really grateful for 2023. I had losses. I lost family members. I lost 2 family members last year. I lost 2 family members last year. My brother got admission into university. A lot of good things happened.
Yeah, me, my sister went for service.
Oh, that's beautiful. I finally got my statement of results.
I finally
got my statement of result from school, so I can go for NYSC
anytime
I want. I did my project defense, both internal and external, last year as well. So
I also got, I saw my name inside someone's listing project.
Excuse you.
It was lovely. Like it felt
Faith
so good.
Not a serious person. So let me tell you a very, very short backstory. So during my the whole period of me writing my project and all of those things. I used to complain to you now.
Yes.
I used to complain a lot to Faith that these people are just stressing me.
It was sweet.
They're just doing this thing. Would have to want to record podcast, but I won't be able to make it because I'm going to see one supervisor, or I have to do one printing, or I have to do one thing, or I have to do another thing. So it was really like sort of a whole lot at that time. But I don't know why he's blushing because I wrote it in my I wrote like a lot of person's name in my
Wow.
because you know, they didn't help me one way or the other.
One moment so, I was trying to feel special.
So
why are you like this? I was trying to feel special that my name was
so special. Now your name was there. I wrote your name now. But then not put your name.
But did you have to mention that you wrote that up in people's
name? Yes, because they all matter to me and they helped me at one point in my life or the other. So it was important that I mentioned that. All these persons helped, and I'm grateful for all of them. Particularly, I'm grateful for Faith, honestly, because
okay, I don't get fair. I'm special. No, I'm special again.
No, let's I know go. That we've not really like done the whole. Oh, thank you for the whole year and all of this kind of stuff. But honestly, I'm really, really grateful for Faith because if not for him, if you left our orange hustle in my hand, let me keep quiet. But honestly, 2023 was an amazing year for me. And one thing I learned that about 2023 is that, like, a lot of the time we think that we have to like do so much, like put in so much effort, do so much things, do a lot of things. But I've learned that even the smallest effort you put in is enough, so long as you are doing it from your heart and you are doing the right what you are supposed to be doing. And sometimes it may not look like it, but everything is a process. I mean, a lot of things that we did last year is planting. I see it as us planting.
Yes, I see it as a foundation.
Whole planting, like foundational stage. So this year, right from the last 2 weeks in December, I kept on having this whole thing that 2024 is a year of building.
Yes.
That you've laid the foundation, you've planted. So 2024 is when whatever it is you planted in 2023 is going to germinate. Whatever foundation you've laid, you're now supposed to build on it. So I don't know, for whoever is hearing, I've carried that as mine, that 2024 is the year of building. It is the year where the seeds that have been planted are germinating, right? So it was a good year, honestly. It had the ups and downs. There was emotional things. There were all those talking stages. You talk to this person, you talk to that person, but it doesn't work out. And you just have to like move on with your life. All of those things. And then you feel like, oh, I've met the person. And then all of a sudden, it all ends. So everything that every normal person would experience, I don't know, experiences are peculiar, but I do believe that if you reminisce and you look back, you generally see that there are a lot of things to be grateful for in 2023. Yes. So moving forward, I think that is that. I don't know if you have any other things.
Yes, I want to add the event. I hosted an event at some point that last year, and you're talking about planting seed. This is very important. And I want to point it out. The event we hosted, at some point I wanted to, should I say, give our pause.
Yes, hey.
At some point I wanted to pause.
I had to take Faith's name to the mountain.
But the truth is this. What I discovered that made that event a success is that I was not even in school when we were planning. I was staying like in New York, planning for the like different location. I saw that the impact I had planted in the lives of people is what actually worked for me. The friendship I had made with people, the interaction I had made with people in over a year and in the school is what actually made the whole event work. Like for real, because now I went in there, I saw people volunteering in the school. People that it's been a while, they saw me. But they were so ready to just
do some
support. People were ready to pay their way from here down today to support. You get so even in the midst of at some point rain been fall that day, it was as if the event I posted it online. I love documenting and just anyhow let it just be say God, see, I don't do this thing. Oh, if you won't fail now, I don't, you understand that kind of stuff. So
I've done my part.
I saw people supporting me in the midst of that. You get And it was amazing. At times, I tend to say that at times, I know they believe myself the way people believe in me. And which is actually crazy. People believe in me more than I believe in myself.
That's why I always say that a lot of persons know faith, but he will say that it's me that they know. You will never accept that he's the one that is in forefront, in the forefront.
How do they even... But me, I don't know people like that, for real.
I'm not saying you know people. I'm just saying that you are the one in the forefront. So a lot of persons are interested in knowing who this forefront person is than me, because
they want to know you. They're like, who is that lady? Who is that girl? Who is that?
I'm not interested in being there. I just want to be at the background.
Me too, I want to be in the background. You think
but
say,
the problem
but
is
do you think that me, I want to be there?
Well, the problem is that fate will not allow me. I don't even know why he just keeps on putting me in that front. He knows.
As if you don't like that front.
I don't.
Cheating me, I like the this thing. Me, I am someone that I would just love to build something. I would just love to create impact. I don't, it's not as if I want to be. I'm not about, what do they call that thing? Fame or whatever. And then the person they call me celebrity, I'm like, will you calm down? Will you calm down, chill. We drop me celebrity. When that one starts, calm down. I don't see myself as someone that is just trying to, that is yet to even do half of what he wants to do in life.
Right.
You get? I do stuff, but then. At times, I think I'm. At times, I did too hard on myself, for real.
Like, that you I could, take a slow pace. Right?
Like, I could just do stuff and then I just.
Relax.
I just there, I'm like, say, nothing where I really do this year. I could just do nothing where I do, nothing where I do. But to some other person, I've done massive stuff. I've done this. And this year also, I had job this thing. Oh. You get one that I was just go job interview. I go pass the interview. Next thing, they do onboarding. I did on the onboarding. I did try. Muna tell me salary. Make I know. Muna tell me salary. Now, the main thing where I want to be that. And I come here in the salary room on the next day of the onboarding, I don't go again. Because the reason I did not go again is that I had a job somewhere else. You get pending one. You get, and this pending job was not, it was just as a result of the things I did online.
Right.
The things the person saw online. So the negotiation was online, everything was just online. So I kept it. And this other one was a well-known tech firm. You get that kind of stuff. So I was just like, okay, let's go and see. At some point, I wanted to take that one on because now I was like, it's a known place. I could leverage on the opportunities there. But then I had to still look at them. This other one is a startup. I could actually help this startup and just put my name that I helped this startup like this. And it could also help me to explore my skills more. And the salary was like times two of this other one. And now this other one was closer to my place. I was like, no, I'm not going for this other place. Because now, transports. At that time, I did not have Angela in my life. I don't have my bicycle.
So you went for the online one?
Yes, I went for the other one, which was amazing also. And then that last year also, I got a volunteer role at, is it a tech trail? Yes. To teach young female, African
don't you
female.
Like NDA? Non-disclosure?
No.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. No, they don't. So I actually started teaching there and it's been amazing. This is like the second course of just teaching people how to edit videos, make videos. So last year I was at some point just hidden. I didn't show up again. It was just work for me, work. And then relating with my friends. I bonded more with my guys last year.
That's
spoke with my guys more because there was no female again in the picture. Sincerely speaking, there was no female again, like to be truthful.
This is lying. I can assure you.
There was no female, sincerely speaking.
Okay.
Why you there? Assure them. Please, you see me with any female last year. Female.
So, guys, thank you very much, please, for telling us.
Why are you doing this?
Thank you very much, Faith, for telling us how your 2023 went. It was really beautiful. I mean,
we started
it was
a
beautiful.
We started a series, though. Started a series last year. It was last year now.
Yes.
We started a series
last year. That's true. We did a series.
We did a recap of our life. We did forget.
Student entrepreneurs. And once again, we want to say a very big shout out to Praise, to Dawn, to Inemesis, to Speck, and Esther for.
That was all.
That was all.
It was five.
Yes, it was five. So we are grateful to you guys. You guys helped us build. Yes, we also had Fonzie.
Yes.
We had Fonzie at one time. And we are very, very grateful for
it. It was amazing.
Yes,
for real.
I mean, we got a lot of compliments. We got like a lot of feedback. A lot
even
of
up
persons.
To now, people are still being blessed. People are still being impacted with that.
We are super grateful to you guys. You guys do not understand how important it is to us that you listen to our podcast, you give us feedback.
And also, they were still recording someone that the recording never went live.
Gosh, we don't even want to talk about that. Okay. No, we don't
but
want
you
to
just
talk
that,
about
just that. In all of this, there's always the parts that we don't show, the parts that are hot.
The part
the
that,
that you will sacrifice. We sacrificed a lot during that period because almost everybody got gifts.
And then you remember how we were almost humiliated at them. Let's not mention.
I the record podcast.
We decided that we are not going to say where that place was, but we were humiliated at one eatery in this UU. Almost humiliated. It was a very terrible experience. And we really had like,
it was amazing, actually. I mean, starting out new stuff.
Right.
Coming up, we started making stickers.
Yes. We started our stickers.
Started giving our people Polaroid.
Yes, even our tote bag.
Giving people, yes. We started a lot. And it's just been amazing, for real. And it has been like a combination of, as if we are not doing anything. It was as if we are not really, we are doing this stuff effortlessly.
It looks like it was effortlessly, yeah. But I know how exhausting it was.
Yeah, we got someone new to the team.
Yes. Hi, Felix. Shout out to Felix.
Yes, Felix has been
Felix has been a very beautiful helpmate, like a teammate, honestly.
We just talk helpmate. It doesn't like
helpmate. Yes, help. Like, he's been so good to us.
Like, okay. Why?
If I don't know why you're saying it like that. It's
no,
not
like how
that.
Are the ye be that for Bible? God gave him a helmet. God gave. But it was amazing, actually.
2023 was beautiful. And cheers to the many things that we are going to be doing this year. So many things, so many beautiful things. Once again, if you would like to volunteer
for the project,
the school tour, the first project we have for this year, we have so many things lined up. I don't know if we should mention them to keep you anticipating or just give you back to back as we develop the projects and ideas, right? But we just hope that you stick with us the same way you stuck with us last year. I know like a lot of persons listen to the podcast, but then they don't really like say anything.
And they just enjoy it. Yeah, like you that is listening now. Drop a comment, say something. Just say something. Like those words, those stuff actually help a whole lot. Like for real.
Those encouragements you give us, people see it and it's sort of, yes, all the people that share their posts, that made specific posts.
Yes, even this thing itself. We had a Spotify rap and it was just so lovely seeing that we are like top of some people podcast.
Right, a lot of persons.
Top 10 of some. I'm like, okay, wow, this is amazing. And looking at the fact that we are not that consistent that we are supposed to be.
Yeah.
We are not that consistent as we're supposed to be.
But
and
you
I'm
guys
like,
still showed up for us. That is awesome.
Thank you.
We are grateful.
Last year was a nice year.
Yes,
I won't even
was.
Lie. Last year was a nice year. Last year, I just saw last year that at times you just have to rest. You have to take a break.
Yes.
Also, I also saw that last year also, don't let social media pressure you.
Try.
That's the truth because you might be online, they post them, they hell you, they're all, the moment you are out for like, let's say 2 days, 3 days, some people might not even still notice it because activity is still going on. People forget, it's very few, very tiny people that might just, and also in all of this, I have a life offline. You get,
seriously?
Don't let your life to be all based online because at some point I was not online again, I was not posting again. I was not doing stuff again. I was not even doing smartphone photography.
Yes.
I paused my YouTube channel that I wanted to be very consistent. I paused a lot of stuff. And it was a lot. But I just learned to be happy.
As you carry on social media wise, as you carry on internet wise, make sure you are carrying the same energy physically, offline. Make sure that you are making friends physically, you are going out physically, you are connecting with people physically. Because sometimes, I know, a lot of time last year, I went off grid and it was hard because a lot of people I knew were not around me.
Yeah.
So I had to like allow myself to make new friends, especially with persons that have been trying to like, constantly reach out and trying to be close and all of those things. I mean,
yeah,
I started I did a lot of stuff last year. I mean, I was able to like communicate more with some persons, talk to some persons more, learn new things, and all of those things. I mean, 2023 was a very beautiful year. When I think about it right now, it was a good year, a very good year, and I know that 2024 will be better.
And also just learn to know the stuff you do. I volunteered a lot that last year. I volunteered because in the midst of me just wanting to leave,
right,
I didn't want to actually do stuff on my ends. I just wanted to help people. I was more of trying to make people laugh, make people happy, so that I'll be happy in return. Mm. Because that's actually how I used to, more like that's still actually how I tend to stay happy. I just look for a way to just make sure someone is happy. I just make sure I just made videos. Oh, they will allow use this memory. I just just infuse humor to a lot. Volunteered in a lot of events. And it was I gave my all to plenty events like this. I just give more like saying at my event why they host. It was amazing. And like the last event I did, VC came. It was amazing. You know, we didn't even, you know, invite him like that. We didn't even know. Like we didn't even, it was a rush stop, but it showed up. Some people, a lot of people showed up and was amazing,
yeah,
for real.
So this is the end of our recap of the year 2023.
We hope you
learned something, because a lot of the time you just see like random stuff off. We are dropping like one or two things that you can pick, so we hope that you learned something.
I did not love last year, not a woman, but then I still survived, meaning that you can always survive with that woman.
If you did not learn anything, that's one thing to learn. So anyways, guys, thank you for listening up to this point. Again, if you want to volunteer for our first project, be sure to send us a message. Once you listen to this podcast, you would know. We would know that you listen to this podcast, because if you don't listen to it, you would not even send us a message, basically.
Yes.
So, till next time, it's goodbye from myself, Christiana, and...
Fete took someone's future husband.
Yes.
Bye.
Bye, guys.
Bye.
Bye, guys.